أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر. In the surah, Surah Wadduha, where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala at the beginning took the qasam of the sun when it becomes bright, the night when it overcast its darkness over everything, then Allah Ta'ala declared that, O my Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have never given you up and I will be always on your side, and that the latter part of your life will always be better than the former. Your akhirat will be much more better than your dunya. And Allah will give you so much that Allah Ta'ala will make you happy. Then Allah explained three conditions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was an orphan, and how Allah Ta'ala gave him support and protected him. When he did not have the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, of reaching Allah, and he very much loved Allah Ta'ala, but how to please Allah, and all the details of that, how Allah Ta'ala had given that knowledge. And that Allah Ta'ala had found you, that you were poor, and Allah made you rich. So rich Allah made you that you helped out thousands of people. And the greatest wealth that Allah Ta'ala gave you, one was the wealth of the heart, that from your heart you were not dependent and you did not expect any favor from any person. And the other was that Allah gave you hidayah, by which you guided billions of people towards Jannah. And that process of hidayat is carrying on till now. And how many people through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are getting hidayat? Then after those three conditions, Allah explains three things that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam must do now. The first one, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. So jo yateem ho, and as regard to the orphan, usko mat daba. Do not be harsh towards the yatim, towards the orphan. You yourself were an orphan and you knew what you had gone through as an orphan. And now that you I have given you this high position and made you independent of everyone and gave you great superiority and honor, now always have great feeling for the orphans. And the great teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regard to the orphan are so many. For example, in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ana wa kafilul yateem kahatein. Me and the person who looks after an orphan are like these two fingers. Put the two fingers together, the middle finger and the forefinger. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I will be together with that person who looks after an orphan like this. In another narration it comes, the best Muslim home is the best home is that in which an orphan is looked after well. So this is also a great thing, the looking out, and many other hadith that explain the great position of an orphan. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was greatly, greatly compassionate and kind towards orphans. And that should be also a quality that we should try and develop. Where we do other works of deed, our namaz we try and put it in order, many other things we try and serve deen, make khidmat of deen also, but these social structures are also extremely important. And in fact, according to an Islamic society, there should be no orphan ages. In fact, every Muslim home must be an orphan, where we try and keep an orphan in our homes and look after him very, very well. One person who had outwardly lived a very bad life, and nobody had any good hope of him, so much so that when he had passed away, nobody whatsoever came for his janazah. Not neighbors, not friends, not family, nobody. When nobody was there to give ghusl to the janazah, 3 days had passed, and the wife feared that his body will bloat now and diseases will spread. She called some laborers and told them, as you know, you give him ghusl, take him to the qabristan. If you get somebody to make janazah namaz, well and good, otherwise bury him without janazah namaz. When they took him to the qabristan, Allah put in the great wali of that time in his heart that my great wali's janazah is in the qabristan, go and perform it. When he stood up, everyone followed him. And then there was a huge, huge amount of people that had come. And they buried him, everything. Very, very surprised. They went back straight to his wife and asked him, what type of a person was your husband? So many people for his janazah. The greatest wali of our time, he came and make his janazah. So she said, as you people know him, I also know him like that. He used to be a drunkard, come home late hours of the night, and that was his type of life. But she said, however, he had two qualities. One quality was, he always kept an orphan in the house. And before he ate, he made sure the orphan ate. Before he bought clothes, he made sure the orphan gets clothes. In other words, he looked after the orphan very well. And the other quality he had was of great humility. He should get up in the last part of the night, take a bath with cold water, he should become sober and should cry to Allah, Ya Allah, which corner of Jahannam have you kept for me? I'm your worst of all your creation. What will happen to me? On account of that, Allah gave him this great, great honor. So in any case, looking after the orphan is a great thing. And to, at least we can make is dua for the orphans. And whoever is supporting the orphans in whichever form, the Syrian orphans, the Palestinians, the other Arab player countries, and then the Burmese refugees, the orphans there, whoever is supporting and looking after them, we should also try. And whatever we can at least donate, if we don't want to have them in our homes, let us, those who are doing this good causes, let us support them fully and be part of that. But the best is, may Allah give us all tawfiq, that we are prepared to take an orphan into our home and give him preferential treatment. That person will be very, very greatly honored by Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are great challenges in this, and nobody can deny that it's not easy for a child that is brought of a different background completely, and usually in this very difficult conditions that they become orphans. And also, many times in our family, there are children who become orphans. The father passes away young for about a car accident or heart attack, whatever it can be. And then those children, we should not just neglect them. We should take care as being the uncles, etc. We should try our best that we bring them up properly and don't abandon them in any way. May Allah bring the spirit alive in us and the whole of deen, not just one part of deen and on which we think there is nobody more holier than us. But the whole of deen, Allah makes it that it becomes alive in us. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَا